Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on what's essentially a three-part Hawkeye storyline. This first part is when he becomes the second Goliath. So let's go ahead and hop into the story. So on to the next issue. Issue 63. And in this corner, Goliath. Oh, one thing I do want to point out, I should point out on the last issue. From issue 62 to 69, the cover title became the Mighty Avengers. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Just, I thought that was kind of cool. Something I should have pointed out, but forgot to. But back to this issue. So we start out, we have this rocket, well, I mean, it's a ship, we know it's a ship, flying toward Avengers Mansion, and the bystanders, I guess, are seeing this, and they're all distraught. They're thinking that Avengers are going to be in trouble, when in reality, it's the Avengers are in there. The Avengers being Black Panther, Vision, and Hawkeye. And this is one point that never gets... I never saw a conclusion to. Why the ship itself malfunctioned. Like, they never explained it that I could find.
Well, is this a ship from
Wakanda?
Wakanda?
Yeah.
Maybe they got too far away from its, point of origin and...
But there's also a ship that... T'Challa programmed himself and made himself.
I guess that's true, yeah. Now, here's the real question. When did Hawkeye get his arrows back?
That's what I was going to bring up. That's exactly what I was going to bring up. Because...
He's got a full quiver right
yeah,
there in the next panel.
Unless T'Challa had a bunch of trick arrows in Wakanda, he should have nothing right here.
And here's another question. If those were all trick arrows that he had... How the fuck did they light him on fire without having, like, explosions and, you know, big foam baths?
Well, I'm sure one of them was a flame arrow. Sure, we'll go with that.
That's how they started the fire.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
What's this one looked like to you? I don't know, just throw it in.
Boom! All right, so they're having trouble landing. Like, the ship itself is just dying, apparently. So they come up with the idea to anchor one of Hawkeye's electromagnetic arrows onto the ship and the Avengers Mansion. So they open up the hatch so that Hawkeye could fire his arrow and anchor it.
And we get Hawkeye's kryptonite.
Yes! The string breaks. And it becomes worthless.
I'm a one-trick pony. I just broke an ankle.
Yeah. But Vision was able to grab the arrow and phase through the hull, and he was able to hook it and basically stop the ship from falling off of the roof. Go Vision. Hawkeye is now he's just mad because mad and sulking because his whole, which I guess I'd never saw this before, but does it look like his bow and arrow string is fine in that picture? When they're getting out of the ship? It sure does look like that to me.
In the picture where he's on the wing, it is whole, but if you look at the next picture, it doesn't have a string on it at all.
But also, the picture after that, though...
Yeah, he's got a string on it again after that.
Yeah, because it's already concaved, is that the...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, continuity is a thing, right? Yeah.
Look, what happened was, while the Vision was busy, you know, saving the ship, he was in there like, oh,
tying
got a string.
On yeah.
Okay, guys.
I mean, you know what? It's possible.
Yeah.
But...
We'll go with that.
But as they walk into the mansion, they see Jan and Hank, Pym, back from their honeymoon. And they're excited to see him. But he's in his yellow... Hank is in his yellow jacket outfit. And he has declared that he is going to be Goliath no more. Basically because doctor's orders, he thinks that his body was rejecting the formula, and that's why he went, he calls it a siege of schizo, and that's when he became Yellowjack the first time around. So he's going to be Yellowjack from now on. And now he's got new wings, I guess. He's able to fly around, and he shrinks to the size of a Yellowjacket, so... Now we have two tiny people on the team. Go Avengers.
I feel like I just saw a movie about this.
It was actually a good movie.
Yeah, actually it was really good.
So as once everybody's accepted Hank as Yellowjacket, he decided that Oh, we do get this thing where they're thinking that Jan had asked him not to be Goliath, but Jan was actually all ready for it. She had made a new Goliath costume for him as a wedding present. Because she, if you remember, she knew it was Hank from the get-go. So what Hank is going to do is that he's going to destroy the new, more powerful growth serum that he developed before it gets in the wrong hands. But
Before I do that, let me put it in this locker.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'll get. Like, he's going to destroy it. They get interrupted by Nick Fury. He's like, okay, well, let me go put this away real quick. Along with the
costume. Because this isn't going to end well.
No. So, I do like that Hawkeye kind of attacks Fury for, like, this is a private party, mister. What do you think you're doing? And Black Panther's like, it's fine. He's the head of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's totally, totally okay. But then we find out that Fury telling the Avengers that Natasha has been off the radar for a while. She hasn't checked in with him. So he's trying to get the Avengers to help look for her. Black Panther, being the chairman at the moment, decides that Hawkeye is too close to what's going on and that he needs to sit out. And he doesn't want to. He's putting up a fight, obviously. But ultimately, he agrees to it. Avengers fly off, and as Hawkeye is sitting there, he gets a message from Black Widow herself, and he is able, with the short message she's able to send, he's able to figure out where she's at, which, okay, that shows his genius, or his detective skills. I don't know what the right term would be, but he's able to narrow down the fact that she's on or somewhere near Coney Island. And this is something I don't understand. I don't understand why he has to go, or why he couldn't go as Hawkeye. And why...
Because they told him that Hawkeye wasn't allowed to be there.
Oh. Oh. Well, no, Hawkeye wasn't allowed to go with Avengers.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he decides to change into the brand new Goliath outfit and take this serum that, you know, was probably modified for Hank Pym, but it works for him, and now he's in the, what would you call this, the best male stripper costume ever?
Ugh, I don't know. You have more experience with that than me, bro?
Shut up. But he becomes a new Goliath, so this is the second Goliath. Never knew Hawkeye became Goliath. That was news to me. Pretty cool. Doesn't really change my opinion of him. He's still kind of an asshole.
It'd have been cooler if he had a big bow with it.
Later. I mean, that would have been pointless, really. Because no, then he had to have big arrows.
It would have had a point. It would have been a big arrow. Dude, come on. Think about how funny it'd be. Just see this big dude walk out of this huge-ass arrow. Like, it just hits one person, splits him like right in half. Your criminal days are over.
Yeah, so is everything else. Turn the page, and we see Black Widow was captured by the Thinker, the Puppeteer, and Egghead. Egghead's another one that I never knew was a Marvel villain. The only Egghead I can think of was, Batman 66. What's his name?
I have no clue.
Vincent Price playing Egghead in the Batman 66 TV show. No? Nothing? Nothing?
No. Okay. Nothing for you. Sorry, bro.
Okay. Anyway, so Egghead and the Tinker and the Puppeteer had this plan to hold America hostage, and obviously Nick Fury had some ideas of what was going on, sent Black Widow in to try and figure out on her end. She got captured, and now she's being held by these guys. While this is going on, they are able to see Goliath, who they think is Hank Pym, riding a train into Coney Island. I also like how Puppet Master, he projects at the present speed of that train, he'll reach this location in 1.274 minutes. A minute and a half. Quicker to say. So much quicker to say.
So him standing on the train like that would definitely crush the car that his front foot was on, because all the weight of his body is literally on that front foot.
Along with his pain, like, he's pushing down on it. Yeah, he would have.
Which, I would like to see somebody take a comic and like follow the laws of physics, like as far as like, you know, this kind of stuff goes, because that would be some funny shit.
Back then, they were a little more lax. Nowadays, they actually do take that stuff into effect. Like I think there was a comic, a Superman comic, where he purposely, as he's trying to, earlier on in this issue, Android or the Vision is having to distribute his weight so that he doesn't snap off the wing of the Quinjet or the rocket on top of the building, so it doesn't fall off.
Yeah.
So like, there are times when they actually do it right. There are times when they do it wrong.
But even then, as Vision, and as far as that goes, he could have just lowered his density and made himself, you know, lighter, and then he wouldn't have had to worry about snapping off the wing.
Science, dude. Oh, wait, sorry, hold on. Science, bitch. There we go.
No. Comic science.
Yeah, that works too.
Yes.
So they decide to, the terrible three, I'm going to call them, they decide that they're not going to take the chance of Goliath finding them. So they take their android that they had made.
They also think that this is Pym.
Yeah. They have no, because
obviously they, have
they
no
haven't,
idea
no that. One knows that yeah. yet, that it's Hawkeye. They decide to use their, they don't give this thing a name, I don't think. I think it's just
an android.
A giant android that looks kind of like Killer Croc.
Yeah.
And just send him out. Now,
also, I haven't read a whole lot of Hawkeye, but is Holy Hannah like a thing?
Maybe. This is the first, outside of the Ultimate line that I read, this is really the most Hawkeye comics centric issues I've read.
Hawkeye was pretty badass in the Ultimate line, though.
Second time in these three issues he's done it.
Well, that's no different than Robin saying holy whatever.
Anything.
Yeah. Holy like Batman. Insert object here.
Holy rusted metal Batman.
Yeah. Hey, that was a
donut Batman. Yeah.
But yeah, so we get this giant lizard looking android thing. Same size as Goliath, because if you're going to have a new villain or a new hero, you need a new villain the same exact size or new same exact everything. But as this is happening, the other three run away. They get out of Dodge. And Goliath he notices that this android has Natasha in his hands. So he goes to attack. Another thing.
Where do we get from them activating it to him having Natasha? Like, how does that even, like, I feel like we've got a page missing in this.
Well, we don't, but I also want to know how he became so big, because he looks normal size.
Or at least right there, he could be possibly, you know, like, twice the size of a normal person.
Maybe.
Like, if you look at the panel where
he's
still
laying down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to go to being, you know, the size of the freaking Ferris wheel in Coney Island?
Yeah. I don't.
Well, the only explanation that we get is Eggman saying, "For powered by my control panel, our android will match Goliath's size."
And oh, there we go.
Next page.
Yeah. Oh, and surpass him in sheer strength.
Yeah.
And actually, it kind of does, because Goliath, thinking that all he has to do is just whomp him with a giant, basically, hammerhead fist, thinks he's going to take him out, but he doesn't. And he gets whomped in the face and wasn't expecting that. I do want to point out, though, that there are these two giant people fighting along Coney Island in New York, and they don't shut down any of the amusement rides.
Not to mention, there are still people waiting in line.
Yeah.
Dude, New Yorkers aren't afraid of anything, all right?
That's true. I get that. Is that true, Chris? New York's not afraid of anything?
No, we're not.
See, verified.
Yep, there we go. So, as the attack goes back and forth, Goliath gets kind of knocked down for a second, and then the android's attention gets drawn to the Astrodome, because this android
is...
I
love this moment, because it's just like, punch Goliath, swirl.
Yeah. Ooh, shiny.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, they explain it. You know, Natasha says she overheard Egghead say before that the android was programmed to attack large moving objects. So, I get it. Like, the large object you were fighting is down. There's another large object over here that's showing something. I'm going to go over there. But in doing so, obviously, he gets on top of the observation car as it's rising. And then Goliath hops on there to attack again. And again, they're just fighting it out. Goliath is about out of power. Like, he's... Well, not out of power. He's out of...
energy.
Fight. Yeah, energy. That works. And he's about ready to get a... What does he say? A real haymaker at me? Pointing a real haymaker at me? And he can't duck it. He's just too tired to duck. But he remembers that he can shrink. So he gets back to normal size. And apparently... And I get, you know, your weight distribution, if you're trying to... You think you're going to contact something and you don't, you're going to keep going. You follow through. It throws the android's weight off. He goes flying off the observation tower.
It leaves a big-ass cartoon hole in the ground. It would only be better if it was in his shape.
That
would
have been amazing.
And then there are people around the hole. Like, did you just see something really big fall down there? I don't know. Let's go take a look.
Yeah, plus they're standing close enough to the hole where just one wrong move, they'll fall in.
Or if he isn't dead and he just, like, reaches a hand up there.
Well, not only that, but, like, all it takes is something to crumble away and the ground will give way. A little bit too much weight and then, bam, they're down there too. But Goliath is able to grab Black Widow out of the hand of the android before he fell. I guess the android just let go. Like, apparently he was so in such shock that he's falling that he just needed both hands to flail.
Gotta flap his wings.
The non-existent wings. But she's both surprised and happy that Hawkeye, who is in Goliath, she recognized the voice as Hawkeye, was able to save her. But then she doesn't understand why he's in that costume. She even starts to ask, your costume, why are you in that costume? And he's like, later, lady, right now I've got some Avengers assembling to do. Last time they saw each other, he blew her off. And then now he's blowing her off again. Why is she with him? I don't know.
Girls like assholes.
Yeah, apparently. But then that is the end of this issue. The end of this. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you liked listening to Chris, please check out the Fortress of Comic News podcast on iTunes and on YouTube. And you can find them on Twitter at @FCN_official. And if you want to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Hawkeye story arc.